to 20 against the Arizona Cardinals. And we hear now from the quarterback, Nick Foles.
Any opportunities you thought maybe they
missed on? I mean, there were zero blitzing, and I was just trying to you're trying to find your one-on-one matchups, which there's a lot, and you're just trying to give your guys an opportunity to make a play in that situation. The last throw, I got to make sure that's in balance. Jordan came down with a great catch, but, you know, I got to make sure I keep him in balance to give us a chance to win.
You threw 63 passes, I believe. Is that how the way the game played out?
Yeah, it's just how the game played out. We felt confident in the passing game. I mean, we were running the ball well, too. That's just what happened. That's a lot of passes.
Did you think you guys could exploit their pass defense?
No, that's just the way the game went. It wasn't one thing or the other. I thought we were running the ball well and we were throwing the ball well. A few mistakes that, you know, we need to clean up. But I think that we just, you know, hats off to Arizona. They're a really good football team, and they deserve to win that game. We fought. I'm proud of those guys in the locker room, and we'll clean up our mistakes and move forward.
Is there any trying to convince Chip to go for it on 4th and 1 when you kick the field goal? Do you guys even try?
That's just one of those things where we have a talk, and that conversation stays, you know, in that huddle. And, you know, I trust Chip whenever he calls a play, no matter what. So that was his decision. I back him for it.
You talked about cleaning up the turnovers, but aren't these the same mistakes pretty much every week? The turnovers were 3-1 again today.
We just have to keep, working towards it. You know, you can't just say, oh, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. If anyone's ever played a sport, you know that you're going to go through adversity. Things are going to happen, but you have to keep pushing forward. Just because a turnover happened, the world doesn't end. You keep fighting. You keep moving. You keep learning. And, you know, you learn from each turnover. You learn from each touchdown. You learn from each thing. So you build that database. I'm building a database. We are, as a team, we're growing through different situations to where when we see those situations again, we can do the right thing. I know the turnover is, you know, the stat, but, you know, we can fix that. We will continue to work towards it.
What happened on the interceptions?
The first one, Cromartie just fell off, and I was a split second late, and he made a good play. And then the last one, I just missed him. I missed Riley. Riley ran a great route, and was a little bit behind him. So
the first one looked like it was throw.
You hitched on that first interception. Did you see something that you didn't want to throw?
Yeah, I just saw something. I was just trying to slide to get the throw off, and then Cromartie came off the outside guy, and he made a good play. And, in that situation, you know, it goes in the database. If he's going to do that, I can exploit a guy out there. You know, worst comes to worst, just kill it and just move on to the next play.
It looked like you threw it off your back foot. Was there pressure and you had to throw it off your back foot?
No, I think our line did a great job on that. I was just sliding to the left, and then, you know, my back foot hit, and I was trying to throw it out there as quick as I could. And, just bad play by me, and that I just have to move forward and learn from that situation.
The two turnovers, like, deep in their territory, I mean, obviously pretty costly. I mean, it seemed like made the difference. I mean, is that something you guys, like, really have to, you know, clean up?
Absolutely, yeah. You never want to turn it over in the red zone. You want to get points in the red zone, especially with such a great kicker. You know, we have a great kicker that can really kick it through the upright. So, yes, we need to correct the turnover situation, but that comes through – working through the week and then getting the game, playing smart and just ball security. Like I said before, I'm not going to let this, defeat me. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to move forward. I know each and every one of us are, because that's the kind of people we are. We move forward through adversity.
That touchdown throw to Mac on the 54-yarder, was that something that you had been setting up through the course of the game? Or?
No, I mean, we're trying to exploit the front side of their defense. And, I had a little pump fake out there. They didn't really bite. And then just going through the reads, Mac did a great job of keeping his route on and really just beating him with speed. And I was just, wanting to get the ball out there and let him come down with it. And he had a great game.
Two more guys. A lot of people look at the turnovers, though, that you had this year as opposed to last year, when everyone knows the numbers and that. And they're just wondering why so many more.
I don't know. I mean, I told y'all at the beginning of the season, you can't – those games last year don't really help me this year. I have to keep playing. I'm out there – I'm going to give it everything I have for my teammates. And, yes, I made mistakes, but I know I will continue to work to correct them, because we can't have turnovers. They're really tough. It's really tough to overcome turnovers. We have a great defense that does a great job of helping me out. But, yeah, that's something that I need to work on to help our team out, to help us be successful, for sure.
In the big picture, when you know how tight playoff spots are at the end, does it make it tougher on how close you guys were today?
I'll deal with these emotions like I said, for the next 24 hours. It's definitely tough, because we all, we fought as hard as we could. But when it comes to that picture, we're focused one week at a time. I'm not I've always been the kind of person that I'm going to focus on this game now I'm going to correct it, now I'm moving on to the next game, and then we'll see where we are at the end of the season.
Lots of U of A fans made it in from Tucson. What's it mean for you to